BSI and the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, within weeks of a critical election in Asia Minor, that is, Turkey itself. Mr. Erdogan, all these years of the 21st century, will there be a replacement? Will someone new achieve the presidency? Soner Çaptay joins us from the Washington Institute. Soner, the last time I checked, the polling in Turkey indicated that Mr. Erdogan was 10 points behind the opposition. Is that polling to be trusted, and does that 10 points hold up days later? Good evening to you.
Absolutely, and thank you for hosting me. A great pleasure. Last time I checked, the opposition was still ahead of Erdogan, but the margin had narrowed down. This has a lot to do with Erdogan's foreign policy pivots. He is a master of politics, Erdogan, that is. He's won elections for 20 years now, two decades, mostly by delivering growth and, of course, cracking down on opponents. I think Erdogan is a politician whose Janus face has two sides, a bright side of growth, a dark side of illiberal crackdowns. The problem for this Janus face, Erdogan, is that the economy in Turkey is not doing well. And so he's running in elections for the first time while not delivering growth. So instead, he has now decided to turn to foreign actors. He has reset Turkey's ties with Gulf monarchies, Saudi Arabia and UAE. He's also getting along well with Putin, although Turkey supports Ukraine militarily against Russia. Erdogan has kept ties with with Russia economically. So that means inflows coming in. And as a result, the country got a sense of relief from economic troubles and high inflation and other problems linked to economic mismanagement, but also pandemic-related supply chain issues. The electorate was really abandoning him by early summer last year, and now they're re-embracing him. But he hasn't really gone up to a point where he can win the elections. I think he's still behind the opposition, but the margin has definitely narrowed down. So that's interesting. With 45 days to go before Turkey's elections, it is too early to call out the winner. But I would definitely say that elections at this stage are a toss-up.
Malcolm?
So the tensions in the region, he's been on a charm offensive, even saying nice things about Israel and thanking them for the help in the aftermath of the tragedy there. But what about his other neighbors? I know that he had a call with MBZ today. He received $5 billion from the Saudis. Is he able to counter the Iranians' renewed relations? Does he see that as a threat to their position in the region?
I think Turkey is a competitor to Iran, right? I mean, it's Turkey and Iran are two kinds of hegemonic powers with imperial memory, and they'd like to kind of have influence across the region. So they are not allies. They actually compete. They avoid conflict, but they compete quite a bit, including in Iraq and Syria. However, the improvement in Turkish ties with members of Gulf Cooperation Council, the club of wealthy Gulf monarchies led by Saudis, also Emiratis, and also Turkey's ties with the friends of this GCC, that is Israel, is quite significant. These ties were not very good for very long because of Erdogan's support to the Muslim Brotherhood, including to Hamas, and that didn't work well and sit well in Israel and in Gulf countries. Now, Turkey has sort of not fully abandoned, but promised to Israelis and the Gulf monarchies that it's going to do better. I guess that's Erdogan's promise. He's holding on to it. Elections are really important for him. As you said, he has managed to secure significant inflows from Saudi Arabia and UAE, both investment and simple cash. The Saudis have put money into Turkey. They're saying, just use this as you like. So I think that at this stage, the Saudis and the Emiratis both want Erdogan to win. I think the Israelis are a little bit on the fence, right? Obviously, the relationship with Turkey was very important to Israel. Turkey was Israel's second best ally, as the Israeli officials described it before the rise of Erdogan, a second best ally, that is, after the United States. Historic relationship when Turkey was the first Muslim majority country to have recognized Israel. All that is now gone. Confidence between the two countries is gone. Mutual trust is gone. I think the Israelis are kind of saying, well, let's see how it goes this time around, because they tried to reset with Turkey at least once in 2016. It didn't work out so well. Erdogan kicked out the Israeli ambassador. This time, he's holding his tongue. He's been almost completely absent from the diplomatic scene. You know, when even President Biden is criticizing Israeli leaders, Erdogan is absent from the scene. I think he's playing a very muted and smart game for his own benefit. He's trying to not so that Israel's best friends in the Gulf, Emiratis and Saudis, will not be turned off, and they will keep money coming to Erdogan.
So, Nair, just speculation for a minute or so. What does it mean if the opposition wins this? How does it change the policy in the region, let's say in Syria?
So, in general, I think we have seen an improvement in Turkey's ties with all its neighbors following the devastating and very sad earthquake that killed thousands of people. All of Turkey's neighbors flew in assistance. And so that kind of improved Turkey's ties with Greece, with Armenia, also with Israel. In general, I think we're seeing an improvement of ties, but to predict, to use my crystal ball and to say, what if the opposition wins? And it's a toss-up. Opposition could win. I think the most important change is that under Erdogan, Turkey has kind of settled into a transactionalist foreign policy. Yeah, it's a member of NATO. It wants to get into the European Union. But at times, it acts like it doesn't treat these clubs as clubs of values. So I think the opposition is going to lean a more transatlanticist, aligned with the U.S. More on Ukraine war, other issues. I think Turkey's neighbors with its ties will continue to improve. And I actually would say that Assad regime, with which Erdogan now wants to normalize ties, is kind of holding off. I get the sense that Assad wants to settle with the winner of the elections. And he doesn't want to give Erdogan a big gift, because if he settled with Erdogan right now, that settlement, that handshake between Ankara and Damascus would include end of the conflict, but also some kind of an Assad commitment. He's never going to follow up with that, never mind. Some kind of a commitment that he's going to take some of these refugees in Turkey back. Turkey has 4 million Syrian refugees. Turkey's citizens should be commended for giving a really warm welcome to these refugees. 4 million people. That adds up to nearly 5% of Turkey's population of 85 million people. Turkey's citizens have given the refugees a really warm welcome for 10 years with almost no international assistance. But that welcome is now wearing thin, with the economy in such bad shape. Anti-refugee sentiments are rising. Erdogan would win so many brownie points with the public if he got some kind of a written agreement from Assad that the refugees will go back. They won't go back. Assad won't take them back, but he can spin that as if they're going back. And I think Assad knows that. He knows that that would be a boost for Erdogan. He doesn't like Erdogan, Assad. After all, Assad was threatened by Erdogan. Erdogan supported rebels who tried to kill him and oust him. So he doesn't want to gift Erdogan with that. I think opposition wins. Assad will be more eager for a settlement. Erdogan wins. He'll still be eager because it's the best way for him to end the war and to win the war as he sees it.
A quick question, Malcolm. 1 minute.
Is there a consensus inside Turkey on this issue to continue to drive Turkey into the Russian sphere or into maintaining its support for the Kurdish separatists in Syria?
So I think the Turkish policy on Russia is sort of a, not really binary. It's not as if Turkey is with or against Russia. Turkey opposes Russia on many regional issues, from East Mediterranean to Cyprus to Ukraine war to South Caucasus and Black Sea issues. But Turkey has deep ties, economic bonds with Russia. And Erdogan has kind of played that double game. And I think even in the case of an opposition win, while the opposition would align more closely with the U.S. politically, for example,
30,
signing on to
30 seconds, Sonar, 30
Russia,
seconds.
Absolutely. While the opposition would sign on to declarations criticizing Russia, it would also be not so fast unwinding Turkey's deep economic bonds with Russia.
Sonar Chaptai, Washington Institute, Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Turkey. All eyes on the election. May 14th is my memory. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.